The Father Christmas Letters by J.R.R. Tolkien.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
First, an introduction to the book. To the children of J.R.R. Tolkien, the interest and importance of Father Christmas extended beyond his filling of their stockings on Christmas Eve, for he wrote a letter to them every year, in which he described in words and pictures his house, his friends, and the events, hilarious or alarming, at the North Pole. The first of the letters came in 1920, when John, the eldest, was 3 years old, and for over 20 years, through the childhoods of the three other children, Michael, Christopher, and Priscilla, they continued to arrive each Christmas. Sometimes the envelopes dusted with snow and bearing polar postage stamps were found in the house on the morning after his visit. Sometimes the postman brought them, and letters that the children wrote themselves vanished from the fireplace when no one was about. As time went on, Father Christmas's household became larger. And whereas at first little heard of anyone, except the North Polar Bear, later on there appear snow elves, red gnomes, snowmen, cave bears, and the polar bear's nephews, Paksu and Valkatuka, who come on a visit and never went away. But the polar bear remained Father Christmas's chief assistant, and the chief cause of the disasters that led to muddles and deficiencies in the Christmas stockings. And sometimes he wrote on the letters his comments in angular capitals. Eventually,